WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Motorists in College Station are advised of three road closures today. Starting at 8:30, the southbound freeway ramp from Texas just past Deacon will be closed, along with the Barron Road exit for southbound traffic. And the intersection of University and Texas will be partially closed starting tonight at 6. North and eastbound traffic will not be able to make a right turn from tonight at 6 until tomorrow morning around 3. College Station police making an arrest following a weekend burglary and large theft from a women's boutique. Bryan police made a robbery arrest from an incident that started as shoplifting.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the list of 92 items, mostly clothing, with a retail value of more than $4,100 that was taken from the collection boutique. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Emily Grace of College Station called 911 to say she wanted to confess using a rock to break a window to gain access. Grace, who told officers she had drank a large amount of whiskey, took them to a lot near George Bush in Fairview and a nearby wooded area where the merchandise was found. Brazos County jail records indicate it's the fourth time Grace has been arrested this year and the eighth time in the last 3 years. Saturday night at Bryan's Westside Walmart, two brothers were detained on suspicion of shoplifting a 32-inch flat-screen TV. Before police arrived, the men are accused of beginning an altercation with store employees. One of the brothers escaped while the other, according to the arrest report, grabbed the throat of a loss prevention officer and pushed him back. The employee gained control by pressing the suspect against a filing cabinet. Police then arrested 24-year-old Warden Jackson Jr. of Bryan for robbery. Jail records indicate Jackson was being held on a $100,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says there's nothing new about the idea of forming another committee addressing neighborhood issues.
It's same old, same old. You know, we have a new group of students. The city is growing, so there's people here that weren't here for the last 9 iterations of this committee.
Berry says the new police and code enforcement officers and the communications office are working overtime with students, which is a process done every semester because new students come to town. The council will revisit the idea of forming another broad-based committee when a retreat is held in January. Congress has plenty on its plate with 2 weeks before the next holiday recess. Among the priorities is continued federal funding. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants a combination of short-term and long-term plans.
Where we would use an omnibus spending bill to fund big chunks of the government that are non-controversial through September the 30th. And then I would use a short-term, at least some parts of the government funded on a short-term basis, so that you can constantly keep pressure on the president and his policy decisions to ultimately do the right thing.
Flores says conservatives have in their toolbox to fight President Obama, among other things, the power to defund parts of the government that affect him, including the operation of Air Force One and the ability to take vacations. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More at the bottom of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsmen, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures, Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Colder weather pushing southward through the plains will make its arrival across the area later today and tonight. Clouds, breezy, could see a couple of showers pop up. Temperature 60 to 65, areas of fog around this morning early on. There'll be some showers early tonight, then it's mostly cloudy overnight, 40 to 45. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 50 to 55, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, patchy fog 50, mostly cloudy 65 to 70 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. We'll take a look at A&M football, who's done a little jostling of their staff. A&M basketball knocks off number 8 in the country. A&M soccer is headed to the Final Four, and the NCAA volleyball tournament starts Thursday, and A&M made it. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you. Oh, and by the way, Scott, you are more prolific in your prognostication than originally anticipated.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
J.J. Watt scored another touchdown pass, and the Texans
and they
won.
See? That's it. He's got to get the ball. That's all there is to it.
We'll do all that and more in sports for you at 6:50.
Scientists have discovered a new frog in southern Jersey, and it croaks with an accent. No, I'm kidding.
and they can't build a mall there because of it.
Yeah, the deal is it makes weird noises. It's the Atlantic Coast leopard frog, and it groans and makes coughing noises rather than croaking sounds. The unfamiliar call attracted the notice of wildlife experts several years ago in the Great Swamp National Wildlife Refuge in Morris County. They photographed the frog and concluded it wasn't the northern leopard frog or the southern leopard frog. Oh, my God. Reports that Rutgers University-led team recently identified the species in an online journal. Experts say it shows that the state's marshes and swamps are valuable to wildlife, even in an urban setting. Frog has been found along the Delaware River and Bay, the Atlantic coastline, and the Meadowlands.
Well, it's just proof of evolution.
I suppose so.
First you cough, then you croak.
Wow. Oh,
hi, and welcome to Monday.
Yeah. Goodness sakes. Hey. Wow. Outstanding.
And here we are.
We got a lot of info.
Pat yourself on the back. That's very nice.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
I got a lot of sleep this week.
That's it. Yeah, you're rested and ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's December the 1st. Now, normally, you know, they give us a list of December's yada yada month and all that. And it's Cyber Monday first, so know that. We'll tell you first and we'll tell others later. Apparently, noon to 1 is the worst time to be on the interlog today. We'll see. Anyway, it's Eat a Red Apple Day. Apparently not those other ones. It's Cookie Cutter Week, the beginning of Cookie Cutter Week.
So chocolate gets a day.
Yeah.
Cookie cutters get a week.
It's Rosa Parks Day, which is the anniversary of her 1955 arrest in Montgomery, Alabama. And we've had a story on this before. You know, it's very interesting because she was not the first female to do this.
No.
Problem was, it was an unmarried mother who was the first one, and they said, that's not the optic that they wanted, so they had Rosa do that because she was a little more upstanding. And here it is. You knew it had to happen at some point. Today is Awareness Month of Awareness Month's Month. Yes!
I was unaware.
Yes, well, now you know it is Awareness Month of Awareness Month's. I'll dig into that a little bit later on. We got birthdays.
Jared Fogles, 37, he's the subway dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dean O'Gorman, 38 years old, from The Hobbit movies. Emily Mortimer, 43, from Newsroom. Sarah Silverman's 44. Nestor Corbinetto is 47, from Lost. Charlene Tilton, remember her from Dallas?
She's crazy.
She was cute, though.
She's not now.
56.
Imagine she's a pretty big girl. Just saying.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, 68. and he's still alone.
Naturally.
Yeah. Right. Bette Miller's Midler is 69. John Densmore, the drummer for The Doors, is 70 and collecting a whole lot of bets. Eric Bloom is 70, the lead singer for Blue Oyster Cult. And Lee Trevino, 75 years old. Woody Allen, 79 today.
Wow. Treat Williams, he's an actor sometimes, 63. And Carol Alt, who's a model, be 54. And former Entertainment Tonight Show host Bob Gowen. Who is that? You have any idea?
Mm-mm.
Aside from the fact that he's the former Entertainment Tonight host.
No, that's why I didn't put him on the list.
Okay, there you go. He's 60 today.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so when the Senate is sworn in on January the 29th, senators who voted for Obamacare, guess what? They're not going to be there any longer. Now, some of them conveniently decided not to seek re-election after that vote. Democrats should now consider this a wake-up call. Why? Because each passing month, Obamacare has become more unpopular with the American people. And that's because it's causing people to lose their insurance, lose their doctors, and they're paying more money. Costs are skyrocketing. Every Republican running for the Senate, they campaign to repeal Obamacare, and they should follow through on that promise. Mitch McConnell says Republicans will try and dismantle it piece by piece. No, first you got to do an all-out repeal. Then you go after the individual mandate, the medical device tax, the 30-hour work week. It's a great start, but repeal and replacing it is the ultimate goal.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Right, so your holiday guests, they're going to congregate in the kitchen, the dining room, the living room. Well, it's the same at my place. So you can do what me and my wife did, and that's transform every room in your home with warmth and elegance before the guests arrive with designer blind shade shutters and drapes from Blinds.com. Hurry and take an extra 20 to 25% off top brand names at Blinds.com. Remember, Blinds.com for details. You get free color samples, free shipping, free expert design advice, and prices that always crush the prices you'll find in stores for the holidays. Blinds.com.
Pete's Paired Emporium.
Pete. Oh, Pete.
How may I help you?
Help. Help. Help.
Be
help.
Quiet.
Help. Quiet.
Quiet.
Quiet. Quiet.
Silence.
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to Aggie Roof Expert.
Here's Rainy Knight, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
It was sports fan. No, check that. It was football fan heaven this weekend. The Egg Bowl, the Iron Bowl, the I don't care, there's a ton of football on bowl. And it was all going on this weekend while I had a bunch of other stuff to do. But with Suddenlink to go, you've got that all handled and you can do it on anything. I use my iPad, but you can watch live TV, Fox News, Fox Business, USA. You can drag up stuff off your DVR. So if you're stuck someplace, you can watch what you've already saved. In my case, I got to tap in and watch some of the football while I was doing other things. Sneaking glances, we'll just say. And man, it is a better time. There is no better time than now to switch over and make the switch to Suddenlink, because you don't want to be disappointed. You're going to get great deals. And when they bundle all the packages together, you're going to save an absolute fortune. And one of the cool things is they're here and they're local. They're on 29th Street right across from the TV station. It's 4114 East 29th if you want to go down and sign up in person. Or it's real easy. You can do it online. Suddenlink.com.
A once mighty sector is falling. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Oil producers continue to take a beating as the price of crude free falls. Chevron tumbled more than 5% on Friday. It was a 4% loss for ExxonMobil. Chevron has plunged 9% in November. ExxonMobil more than 6%, and the price of crude down below $66 a barrel. Florida has survived the latest hurricane season without a storm making landfall. It's the ninth year in a row that's happened. It has helped control insurance costs for residents while those insurers build up healthy nest eggs. European markets are lower so far. This follows Asian markets, which finished lower, except the Nikkei, which rose 0.75%. This despite Japan's debt rating being lowered a point by Moody's. NASDAQ and S&P 500 futures are both down by 9 points. Welcome to Cyber Monday, but beware. Despite all the deals you will find online today, hackers are looking to find you. Be careful to make sure all your purchases are secure. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
One of the things we've always mentioned about Amish Furniture for Generations is when you buy furniture from there, it's different. Chances are you're not going to be able to take the piece of furniture home with you that day because you want it to be bench built by an Amish craftsman. That can't happen overnight. None of the furniture, none of the pieces that you see there can be done overnight because it's solid wood furniture and it's bench built for quality. However, during the holiday season, remember that there are items that you can take away right then. There are accent pieces. There are also other type home items that can enhance the surroundings of someone, someone special. They do have some holiday-oriented gifts that you'll find right now this time of year at Amish Furniture for Generations. So know that it's a little bit different this time of year. Home pieces, accent pieces, and just things that bring back a simpler time. Plus, you have the quality that you would expect from anything that you buy from Amish Furniture for Generations. So, plan on that table or that sofa or that nice piece of furniture for your family to use for next year. But if you're looking for gift items, you can find those too at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on Boonville Road, down from Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Look for the black and white awning that says Amish Furniture for Generations.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Heading back to work after a long weekend is always a drag, regardless of how cool your job is. Everybody likes the time off. Well, Real Simple put together a list of 5 easy tips to make your day awesome. Some of them might surprise you, like eating a good breakfast. The idea is that your morning is less stressful if your first meal is already decided, and you're supposed to make it a healthy one, like oatmeal or an omelet. Last-minute choices tend to be stuff like donuts. Number 2, savor your morning coffee. It may sound crazy to slow down when you've got things to do, but experts claim that you should try to enjoy what you're drinking instead of the mindless to get it down your gullet so you can get out the door. Number 3, don't do a to-do list, do an ignore list. Make a list of all nonsensical stuff that you can ignore, like emails that you don't need to answer, vacuuming, and anything else that you can postpone. Try taking some time and zone out. Just space. You're supposed to get to a place where you're not thinking about anything. But don't make it that complicated. Just let yourself listen to music, play a game, or watch TV. Guilt-free on that is the key, though. And finally, when you ask, how are you, actually listen to the answer. Now, it's a throwaway question. Hey, how you doing? Well, you don't really pay attention to the answer when you get it, though. But try to. It's supposed to lift your spirits and help you connect with other folks. Figured I'd give this one to you in front of the long weekend, so maybe you can use that starting on Monday. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you've inherited some extra jewelry, or you just have stuff that you don't use anymore, and you want to find out if it's real or what you should do with it, just stop by anytime, and they'll give you a no-obligation quote on your jewelry at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Not only that, but if you want to get your wedding ring appraised, you don't even have to leave it. I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable because you're just used to having it on. He'll take measurements and some photos, kind of a once around the ring, and then let you take it with you while he does the appraisal. He'll email it to you in a couple days, and you've got it without having to leave the ring there. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. It is plural, coins. Or they're on Old College in the same shopping center as IHOP, right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Good morning, it's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, okay, what we've got now is about as warm as it's going to get. We have a 40% chance of showers, mainly between 8 in the morning and noon. Areas of some dense fog out there this morning. They are there, so plan to leave a little early. Otherwise, cloudy with the temperature falling to around 43 by about quitting time today. East winds at 5 to 10. Then they'll gust up this afternoon to about 25 miles an hour. Tonight, 40 is our low. Cloudy skies and windy up to 20 miles an hour. High tomorrow, only 49. Maybe some drizzle tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, a high of 66. Better temps as we head toward the end of the week. Thursday, 30% chance of showers, and 71 will be our high. 74 will be the high on Friday. Right now, the winds are calm, and again, there is fog out there, so make plans appropriately, and we've got 62 degrees.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555. Or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
When you're around other people, are you really being you, or are you being who you think people want you to be? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest, and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now, 877-789-4173. If you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Have you ever stepped back and taken a careful look at your life?
You know, we all have the secret that we share that we don't talk about. We all have these feelings of inadequacy we don't want anyone else to know about, so we walk around acting like we know what we're doing.
Dr. Bowen White, author of the book, Why Normal Isn't Healthy.
Part of what we learn to do on the road to becoming a grown-up is to pretend, to be focused on our image in the eyes of other people, and so we end up doing what we consider to be appropriate, and that means we're not being real with each other.
But what does that mean to be real?
I think the first step is to quit seeing other people as the problem in your life, or the IRS, or the government, or your boss, or your kids, or your spouse, and to see yourself as the central problem in your life. And if I'm the problem in my life, I'm also the solution. So without anybody else changing, what are the things I can do to be healthier, have healthier relationships with other people, be more effective at what I do, and have more fun getting better?
And Dr. White has a simple way for you to see just how real and honest you're being with yourself and others.
Write down the three things that you consider to be most important in your life, that that's where you want to focus energy and attention. Then ask yourself, is that where you're focusing energy and attention? And then ask your children, ask your spouse or your significant other, what would they say you focus energy and attention on? That might be a useful exercise to have a reality check.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTAW News Time approaching 6:32. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Weekend law enforcement activity in the Twin Cities included traffic offenders and a new list of burglaries.
A Bryan police officer who pulled over a car Saturday night because the headlights weren't on wound up in three pursuits. It began on South College south of Coulter and ended with finding the driver submerged in a creek between Greenway and Brookside. According to the arrest report, 17-year-old Luis Nolasco said he ditched his Mustang with the engine still on, then jumped a couple of fences because he did not want to be deported and because he had drank 10 beers and two shots of whiskey. Another Bryan officer caught a motorist going 55 and a 45 early Sunday morning, then arrested the driver on an enhanced charge of not having a valid license. According to the arrest report, 26-year-old Alvin Baker of Bryan was convicted of the same offense twice last year and has 11 active suspensions. Baker spent 6 hours in jail before he was released on a $2,000 bond. On Saturday, College Station Police received 4 burglary reports from townhomes on Teal and 5 criminal mischief complaints from apartments on Blanco. Bryan Police received 5 burglary reports on Saturday. 2 were apartments in the same complex on Hollow Hill, along with 2 buildings and a vehicle. And from Texas A&M Police, a reminder to use passwords that are not easy for thieves. According to UPD's Twitter feed, they received a report on Thanksgiving from someone reporting items were taken from a locker at the recreation center near the weight room. The victim used the security code 1111 to secure the locker. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Investigators may know more about the man who was killed Friday morning after going on a rampage in the capital city, but they have not been talking.
Police say any new information collected about a man who fired about 100 rounds in downtown Austin early Friday won't be released until sometime today. Police have said that it's unclear whether 49-year-old Larry McWilliams shot himself or if he was killed by an officer who confronted him early Friday outside of the Austin PD headquarters. No one else was injured, wounded, or killed. Police spokeswoman Anna Sabana says if police gather any additional information, it's being held for now. Neighbors tell the Austin American-Statesman that McWilliams had an interest in Renaissance fairs and had some medieval weapons, but he never talked of having guns. McWilliams also tried to set the Mexican consulate on fire. James Stanley, TSN News.
There are 3 road closures in College Station today. Message boards warn of southbound freeway traffic that the Barron Road exit will close this morning at 8:30. At the same time, the southbound freeway on-ramp from the end of Texas Avenue and College Station will be closed. Tonight, starting at 6, a portion of the Texas and University intersection will be closed. The Texas Department of Transportation says east and northbound traffic will not be able to make a right turn. College Station Police will assist TxDOT with traffic control. The work is supposed to be completed by early Tuesday morning. There are at least 2 members of the College Station City Council opposed to the idea of forming another committee addressing neighborhood issues with students. Mayor Nancy Berry says city staff is working hard at something that will always need attention.
We've got new police officers. We have new code enforcement officers. Our communications office is working overtime to reach out to students. And it's an effort that has to go on every single semester because we have new students. And so I'm not so keen to have the task force created.
After receiving a staff presentation at the last council meeting, the subject will be revisited during a retreat in January.
It was suggested that we have somebody from neighborhood, somebody from council, somebody from code enforcement, someone from the apartment association, someone from the student housing office at A&M, investor, some students, neighborhood people, and those are it's the same makeup of all these other committees that, you know, have tried.
Barry says in older parts of College Station without neighborhood association, they're assessing infrastructure needs.
It's time again for Congress to take care of next year's federal budget. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants a competition in which part of which in part funds big chunks of non-controversial programs through next September 30th.
The reason for doing that is it makes the appropriations process in the next Congress easier and more timely, particularly given that we as conservatives are going to have control of both houses.
And whether it's the budget, immigration reform, or new EPA regulations, Flores says conservatives are weighing their options against President Obama. And another option is next year when Republicans take control of the Senate is stopping presidential appointments. Late news of five Aggies in the hospital this morning after a crash on State Highway 105 near Good City Road on Sunday. KBTX reports the crash happened around 8:30 Sunday night after an eastbound pickup crossed into the oncoming lane of 105. The car carrying the A&M students swerved but was unable to avoid the near head-on collision. Crews worked for close to 30 minutes to free the students. All five were taken to the hospital, but two passengers are listed in critical condition. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Patrick Zeiner. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
It's 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox heating and cooling products and quality service after the sale. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here's some numbers.
Dense fog advisory in effect early this morning. We'll see patchy fog giving way to clouds and a few showers, 60 to 65 this morning, cooler this afternoon. Clouds, maybe a shower early tonight, lows 40 to 45. Mostly cloudy and cool tomorrow, 50 to 55. Clouds, patchy fog tomorrow night, low of 50. And looking ahead to Wednesday, we're mostly cloudy and milder. Highs will be 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, they've broken through a barrier that, you know, we've run up against so many times.
That's Coach G. Guerrieri on the ladies' soccer team advancing to the Final Four for the first time in program history. More on that. Number 7 A&M basketball knocked off Duke at number 8 yesterday. High school football report, new defensive coordinator, sort of, for A&M football, and more all coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Sort of? Well, it is a different guy, right?
Well, wouldn't you call it interim is sort of?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's, yeah, he got it for a while.
It's not necessarily his, so it's sort of.
That's right.
Todd Rundgren?
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah, Todd Rundgren. Just because it's Monday.
Do I get points for naming that tune in four notes?
The words to the song are, I don't want to work, I want to bang on a drum all day. With that in mind, Congress is back today.
Face palm.
Yeah. After being in session for only 4 weeks since August the 1st, it is no surprise that this Congress will return waddling like a lame duck. I mean, they got a lot of stuff they want to do, okay? There is no way to do business, says Senator Charles Grassley, just before Congress jumped right on their airplanes to head back home. Head back from home and Thanksgiving. But the late rush in the month of December pretty much becomes standard operating procedure. Among the things that need to be taken care of, and we heard Bill Flores talking about that a little bit in the news, spending bills. As usual, lawmakers are behind on their budget work. Omnibus or continuing resolution? Which way are they going to go? Then their tax extenders. Lawmakers have known for over a year they needed to act on a package for the expired tax breaks known as tax extenders. That plan, not renewed at the end of 2013 in an effort to forge a deal last week, ran into a veto possibility from the president. Defense policy, once again, Democrats have held back on bringing a defense authorization bill to the Senate floor. Of course, there's a long list of things they haven't brought to the Senate floor.
Yes.
Use of military force, one of the many issues that some of the senators would like to discuss in debate on the defense bill, is an authorization for the use of military force against the Islamic State, one of several reasons the bill did not see the light of day in the Senate before the elections. And, of course, the I word, it's immigration. In the wake of the president's executive action on immigration, some Republicans would like to force a budget showdown by next week in a bid to block the feds from using money to enforce the president's plan. The Senate actually has a 5-day work week scheduled. Imagine that. Senate hasn't held any votes on Friday in 2014. Hmm. So, the current schedule calls for the House and the Senate to be in session this week and next until around December 11th or 12th.
And we're just about $31 billion away from hitting that $18 trillion mark in national debt.
And we'll fly by.
I was going to say, that'll take how long?
Yeah, really. Right.
20 minutes, we'll be there.
Sure, and pay attention there, yeah. Some explanation having to do with the pardoning of the turkey. Because we had said last week that George H.W. Bush was the first to give the turkey a pardon. Well, actually, what the White House wants to say is that the pardon has been going on for 67 years. The first bird was sent back in 1873 to President Grant. A Rhode Island man named Horace Vose was responsible for selecting, with the utmost care, the noblest gobbler in all the little state for the president's Thanksgiving dinner. But in 1963, President Kennedy returned the turkey to the farm where it came from, which ultimately led to the tradition of letting the turkey spend the rest of its days in the countryside. It was President H.W. Bush who first gave the turkey a formal pardon, making it an official custom.
And the presidential daughters were none too happy about being there.
Oh, listen, so that once again, I think we all know it secondhand, if not first. Be really careful what you're tweeting out there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't push that send button just yet. But Elizabeth Lawton, who's the communications director for a Tennessee congressman named Stephen Fincher, did just that. Said that Malia and Sasha's outfits were classless. She added, quote, act like being in the White House matters to you. Dress like you deserve respect, not a spot at a bar. And certainly don't make faces during televised public events. Well, once again, they're teenagers, okay? It doesn't matter whether they're in the White House or not. And they have to trot out and do stuff, and people see it. And I think we've all seen teenagers who behave badly. They just don't happen to have cameras pointed at them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw several other tweets.
Yeah.
And most of them were getting the side eye from your teenager is common.
Yeah,
because
oh, sure.
One of the pictures, I mean, she is obviously glaring at Dad going, this is stupid.
Yeah, of course, of course. So she later posts, when I first posted on Facebook, I reacted to an article and I quickly judged the two young ladies in a way that I would never have wanted to be judged myself as a teenager after many hours of prayer. Really? You're going to throw prayer into this? Talking to my parents and rereading my words online, I see more clearly just how hurtful my words were. She's lucky to keep her job. Prayer? We're going to go to prayer over this? How about just common sense? Oh, I'm writing this because God told me to. Come on.
You know, and to that vein, and we've talked about it some, but I really and truly believe a lot of that. Just say I'm sorry. I was a jerk.
Yeah.
I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
move on.
What did you have to do? Did you have to sit down? Did you have to have a focus group as to exactly what you wanted to say so you didn't offend anybody? And here we go. A story published over the weekend by the New York by the D.C.-based political news organization Politico, gave the details on the Rickster and his prep work this month and this week for a possible second run. According to the story, the small group session kickoff Tuesday and Wednesday in Austin with a pair of lunches and dinners held in the governor's mansion wedged between policy briefings at the nearby office of Perry senior advisor Jeff Miller. This according to Ken Vogel of Politico. In all, Perry's team expects he will meet in person with more than 500 major donors and bundlers from around the country in December, as well as a slew of operatives, national Republican committee members, and policy experts. So, guess he's serious about that. It remains to be seen whether Perry can fully recover from his 2012. Vogel quotes a D.C. lobbyist as saying, quote, none of the D.C. lobbyist crowd who were supporting Perry in 2012 were planning on supporting him in this cycle. He's a good guy, but Perry's time has passed. So we'll see what happens. Had time to take in a football game, though. I saw that on Thanksgiving night.
Yes.
And, so we'll see. That's the story out of Politico this morning. And it's 6:49.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
What happens to our majestic shade trees while we're busy building new houses beside and beneath them can be absolutely heartbreaking. Roots are cut or covered, trunks are gouged, bruised or broken. The trees are left to suffer. Worst of all, we're often totally unaware of any problems until it's too late to step to the tree's rescue. Trees deserve special care. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. Even with slowdowns in our economy, thousands of new homes are being built and thousands of others are being remodeled. Texas native trees are some of our most valuable natural resources. In the interest of saving your trees, let's outline some of the steps you can take to protect them. Begin with a serious talk with the builder. Explain the importance of the trees to your property and make a list of the steps you expect him to follow to protect that investment. Insist that no trucks or other construction equipment be allowed within the drip lines of your trees unless you give specific permission. Soil compaction from the weight of the equipment can not only damage the tree's roots, but it can also make it very difficult to get grass, shrubs, or ground cover started later. Wrap old 2x4s loosely around the trunks to act as cushions against trucks and tractors backing into them. While trees can usually survive a blow in one specific spot, if the bark is damaged all the way around the trunk at any one height, you run the risk of losing the tree within a few months. That rough old lumber can absorb the blows and keep the tree healthy and prosperous. Do as little damage to the tree's root systems as you possibly can. Don't cut trenches for water and other utilities across the drip line of the tree where you would cut many roots, but instead come in from the outside, parallel to the growth of the roots. Think of your tree and its root system as an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel with spokes. Position your soil cut so you'll cut as few of those spokes as you can. Most importantly, don't add fill soil around any shade tree, whether it's during construction or years later as you remodel your landscape. Most of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil, and adding new soil over the roots can end up driving the oxygen out of the root zone. The tree's roots gradually die, and the tree goes downhill. Most species are very vulnerable. The truth is, removing 6 inches of soil from a large tree's root area will often do less damage than adding 2 inches. If you ever need to add soil to a small part of the root zone, try not to affect more than 20 or 25% of the root area. When there's no option but to add soil, you can build a well with a retaining wall to hold back the higher soil grade around the tree. It needs to be a good ways out from the trunk, though, and you really need to get a certified arborist on site to give you advice of where that retaining wall can be built. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about winter tender loving care for your tropicals in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53, and it's time for your high school football playoff report. Bryan could never really get started against Richmond George Ranch, falling behind early and never being able to close the gap. The Vikes were eliminated 48-13. Navasota kept chugging along against El Campo with another double-digit win, 54-36, to reach the Class 4A Division I quarterfinals. And Franklin was bounced from the playoffs by Newton 49-21. To get all the latest, go to brassesfootball.com. The number 7 Texas A&M women's basketball team rallied from a 15-point deficit to beat Duke 63-59. Here's head coach Gary Blair.
We were fortunate their All-American didn't play, but hey, that's the breaks of the game. But this was a team win, a statement win. It was great for women's athletics, what soccer did last night, what volleyball did on the road, and what we did here tonight.
Aggies finished this 5-game homestand with elementary school day against Northwestern Wednesday. They'll tip it off at 11 a.m. And speaking of soccer, like Coach Blair was, the ladies are headed Boca bound. The number 5 Texas A&M soccer team recorded a 2-1 win over number 8 Penn State at Ellis Saturday to advance to their first College Cup in school history. The Final Four is in Boca Raton, Florida, and head coach G. Guerrieri said the ladies are going where no A&M squad has ever gone before.
Overjoyed for these kids. They've done so much for this program. They've broken through a barrier that, you know, we've run up against so many times. But playing here in front of the 12th man, even against an extraordinary Penn State team, was a dream finish for us.
The Aggies will face Virginia in the College Cup in Boca Raton Friday at 4 o'clock. Texas A&M volleyball rallied from 2-1 deficit to defeat Ole Miss in 5 sets Friday. With the victory, the Aggies close out their regular season, riding a best 6-game win streak, improving to 21-8 overall and finishing SEC play at 13-5. This record led the ladies to an at-large bid to the 2014 NCAA Volleyball Championships. They'll face Arizona State in the first round Thursday in Austin. The Texas A&M football team will learn where they're going bowling coming up this Sunday. ESPN has A&M in the Advocare Bowl in Houston December 29th against Texas. CBS has the Aggs in Shreveport for the Independence Bowl taking on North Carolina. It's still pretty up in the air. If you hadn't heard, on Friday, Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin announced that Mark Snyder, the Aggies' defensive coordinator, will be relieved of his duties. Sumlin also said that linebacker coach Mark Hagan will serve as the interim defensive coordinator as the Aggies prepare for the upcoming bowl game. In the NFL, J.J. Watt did it again. His home crowd chanting MVP after a strip sack, fumble recovery, and 14-yard return, but Houston Texans defensive end wasn't finished. Two plays later, Watt did what has become normal for him. He caught a one-yard touchdown pass from Texans quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, giving the Texans the 54-14 lead over Tennessee at the time. Watt was asked if scoring touchdowns had become old hat for the defender.
Never, ever, ever become old hat. It is a blast. I mean, just to hear the stadium, to see my teammates, like I said after my first one, there's no greater feeling than scoring a touchdown and seeing your teammates come running over to congratulate you. I mean, those guys got the ball down there. And it's the best feeling in the entire world. I mean, I love it. I mean, days like today are what I live for, literally. Like, this is my life, and I love it so much, and I'm so fortunate to be able to do it.
Texans went on to win 45-21. Houston will be in Jacksonville next Saturday at noon. Dallas plays Thursday night in Chi-Town at 7:35. The game is on the NFL Network. We'll keep it in the NFL, where Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Johnny Manziel took over the fourth quarter against the Buffalo Bills after starter Ryan Hoyer threw his second interception and fifth in as many games.
Manziel takes the snap, back to pass. Johnny football up in the pocket. He's running. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown! Manziel dives in!
A little lightning in a bottle.
It sure was. He went 3 for 4 for 54 yards on the drive. Speculation is he will get the start this upcoming weekend. Nebraska is looking for a new football coach after dismissing Bo Pelini. He won the last 9 games in each of his 7 seasons with the Huskers and was 66-27 with 3 conference title game appearances in the Big 12 and Big 10. But Pelini never won a conference championship, and his team lost 4 games in every season that he completed. And finally, in the NBA, Danny Green scored 18 points to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 111-89 win over the Boston Celtics. Greg Popovich returned for the opener of a 4-game road trip after missing 2 games following an undisclosed minor medical procedure. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
What can a personal trainer do for you? Well, I can tell you what my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, has done for me. She helped me lose 30 pounds. She helped me rehab my bum knee. She helped me get my really scary high blood pressure under control. And she's helped me with my cholesterol. That's what Ashley Bergen, my personal trainer, can do for me. If you'd like to find out what Ashley Bergen of Fit You can do for you, call 492-1900. The number again, 492-1900.
Checks and weather is brought to you this morning by Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Kind of foggy out there this morning. We're as warm as we're going to be for today. 40% chance of rain, and the temperatures will fall to around 43 this afternoon. It'll be windy tonight with a low of 40. 62 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.